Versus a stranger comes up to you and for no reason just starts talking down to you. You don't know me. Right? Like,
Exactly.
don't you?
But they can't hurt me with personal things where my friend can.
They can't.
I like being lied to. Kind of gets me off, you know? Hello, fellow weebs and otakus, to another episode of Anime Fix, or your fix for all things anime. I'm Chase.
I'm Lance.
Hi, Lance.
Hello, sir.
How was our 1 week off?
I was sick. I was sick.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
And it was my fault, though, this time. You were ready, and I wasn't.
Most of the time, it's my fault, though. So, you get a pass. What are we
no, it's good.
Watching and reviewing?
It's a sequel to Attack on Titan, right?
You just watched it. You just watched
no,
it.
No, it's, I watched it's, it over it's a week SAO, ago. Right? It's the new SAO movie?
No.
Oh, no, wait. It's Dangan, it's season 2 Danganronpa. Sorry, I get so confused I hear Aaron Yeager.
You mean Kirito?
Yeah. we're watching Drifting Home.
Yeah, but you're right. All the voice actors. It's just one voice actor for every character.
When I knew though, when I was like, is that who? Because he screams in every movie he's in. He's like this angsty. I think that maybe that's just typecast. He's angsty teenager. Whining all the time.
Yeah. I didn't notice it while I was watching, but now I definitely notice it. But, like, I haven't watched SAO or Attack on Titan in a while, so I didn't really, recognize it. I've never seen Danganronpa anyways, so.
Danganronpa is very good. It's very good. There's, I think there is 3 seasons that, we watched the first one. It's so good. It's based off a game, actually.
I hear this one voice actor all the time in all kinds of different animes because he's in a bunch of them. It's Chris Sabat, if you know who that is. He's a voice actor of Vegeta and, like, All Might from My Hero.
Yeah, you've talked about him. He's, like, super popular and...
very popular.
Yeah. He's very good, too.
But, yeah, Drifting Home. What's your initial thoughts on it? Actually, when did you watch it?
I watched it last night.
Nice. I watched it like over a week ago, so I had to pull up this review and summary to remind myself.
Initial thoughts. It's very good. Really good, actually. I wouldn't say it was. Wouldn't say it's like an absolute S tier, but maybe that's just because I've seen so many S tiers that I would hate to put in the same rank as them, but on its own, like in its own sort of experience, it's very good.
I totally agree. Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think I put it in an S, but I definitely put it like an A plus.
Yeah, definitely A plus. I was kind of surprised at first. I was also you confused at some point in the movie.
Not really.
So with Nopo.
Oh yeah,
the character of Nopo.
I was confused at who he was and everything like that.
And I think what really made it more confusing is we had, you know, later on, we had another character like Nopo show up out of nowhere.
Yep.
And then as quickly as they appeared, disappeared.
Yep, just helped him out.
So it's sort of really, well, who is this guy? And then why is there more of them? You know, and what is this? I actually had an idea and I looked it up. There's a couple of, some people say he's a ghost.
Yeah.
What I'm more inclined to and what I initially thought is he's like the spirit of the building.
That's what I think too, because the other girl that we run into, the other ghost or whatever, I think she's a spirit of that amusement park.
And it kind of made me sad to think that, like, you know, these buildings that are falling apart and being abandoned have a sort of life about them. And, you know,
I mean, it makes sense, right? I mean, everybody else has a life that they live, and tying back into the premise of the movie, right?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's true. And he's drifting. The spirit, you can almost say it's about him. He's drifting home back to where he needs to go.
Yeah, and where he needs to go. It's just all the kids were unfortunately on the building when he decided to do it.
Yeah. But I like that part was kind of neat and interesting and confusing and fascinating to think about. But also, the other strong emotion during the whole film was, I would have thrown Reyna off the fucking building the very beginning.
Nothing would have happened. She would have fell in water, so it's fine.
So I would have done it before the water fell, before it started raining. I just would have pushed her. Like, she... horrible person.
Are you sure you haven't been watching the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary, Lance?
No, I haven't. No, I wouldn't actually push her off the building. Yeah. What I wanted to.
A psychopath.
She is a horrible person.
She's a child.
So?
She grows a lot, right? She grows a lot, you know?
I feel like, did she grow a lot?
She did. She started understanding who her best friend is, you know, not wanting to leave her side. Instead of taking Kosuke to Disney World, she wants to take...
Even after beating that spirit on that... at that amusement park, having that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Even after that, she was still a bitch.
It's her personality. I don't know what to tell you.
It's not a personality. That's bad behavior. I just don't like her.
That's fair.
At all.
That's
fair. Until we see a sequel, I refuse to believe she grew up and feels remorse for her actions.
Remorse for her actions?
Yeah, just how belittling and unhelpful and disrespectful.
You can say the same thing about Kosuke being so mean to Natsume.
She was mean to him.
Not mean to him.
Yes, she was.
No, she wasn't.
She told him that she's like, that's why I scored more points than you. Putting him down, you don't think so?
No, she's just being a distance because she's lost and confused and doesn't understand, you know. She feels like it's her fault that his grandfather and him didn't get to have a last moment, right? She definitely feels like that's her fault because she's being a child and ran away from, you know, what happened.
What we learn is Grandpa told him, you need to go after her. You need to apologize, right? He came between them, not her. I don't know. Like, the bickering between those two, it was excessive, but maybe because I knew that they had a relationship early on, but I just assumed it was like sibling.
Marital squabbling,
sibling rivalry, sort of like... middle schooler,
so since they high schooler had a relationship angst beforehand, you don't think it's as bad as just a stranger doing it? Or class?
Definitely don't think it's as bad as a stranger doing it because when you have a relationship, and that's not saying that it's right that they were picking who they were, but like because they have a relationship, you can infer that there has to be something going on.
See, I think it's worse.
Versus a stranger comes up to you and for no reason just starts talking down to you. You don't know me.
But they can't hurt me with personal things where my friend can.
They can't.
They know which buttons to push and when to push them. A stranger is just like, you know, just being mean, you know? They don't know what my insecurities and vulnerabilities are, right?
I think that's...
I take that. You start talking about my hairline, it's over.
See, I the exact opposite. I would rather be in a fight with you, like have you say mean things. Oh, I think then
hurts more
than a stranger. It's not because I necessarily care more about what the stranger thinks. It's just more like you are just being. I think it's because they're being. I know that they're being hateful to just be hateful.
Yeah,
I'd rather someone be mean to me because I did something that they perceive as deserving of that of being treated that way, and someone who treats me that way for no reason. Yeah. It's not. I don't get hurt. I get angry, right? Like I would. I might be upset if you were mean to me, depending on what it was, and if I feel like I deserve it or not. Oh, but I would rather that
right.
than someone come up to me and call me all sorts of names, and I'm like, you don't know me at all. You're just trying to hurt me, and that pisses me off.
Like so. Talk to the thing. Would you consider that person a friend? I don't know.
During that moment, no. would I consider them a friend?
I would say
more of an acquaintance at best.
So I consider people that are friends, if I hang out with them or talk to them regularly outside of, say, work or school, that's who I consider friends. If I only talk to them during like the environment that we usually are in, then I don't count that as friends. I count that as acquaintances.
I think that's fair. I think that they can still be, you can still think of them as friends. They're just not friends or close friends. They're just like circumstantial friends, which again can be just an acquaintance, but depending on
Envire buddies.
Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't consider him a friend. Definitely not the same as you.
Yeah. Same. I think the movie, I really liked the movie. The one thing I was watching it, it wasn't a big deal, but thinking back on it, how much I disliked Kosuke's whining. Like, he whines so much. It's just like Subaru in RE0. He whines so much. And this guy's not even dying, right?
He's 11.
Yeah, he's 11, exactly. He should grow up. Subaru's like 15, 16.
See, okay, I thought he was like... He was 18.
Oh, maybe.
Still, too much, yeah. Yeah, wait a minute. Subaru Natsuki is not the hero we deserve, or no. The hero we want, he's the hero we deserve.
It's not what we deserve. We deserve something better than that. Like it takes him 3 seasons to become something worthy of a protagonist instead of complaining.
And then no more season 4.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was only 2 seasons.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, we haven't gotten the 3rd season.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We will. He does whine a lot, but that's the thing though. That's why that voice actor, every role he plays. That's not true. He didn't. Kirito didn't whine a lot, I don't think. Kirito was just a badass. And OP.
He's OP, but like he's only badass because he is OP. If you put him in a situation like, well, I guess like at the end of season 1 when he's struggling, and but like he still has powers, right? But like put him in like RE0 where he has no powers or anything like that, he'll complain a lot.
That's what we get with Eren Jaeger. Maybe Eren Jaeger. That voice actor, like, he does whine a lot, though.
Yeah.
Everything that he does, like, he has this scream or this yell. Maybe because there's a lot more Attack on Titan than there is SAO that I've seen. But yeah, he has a very distinctive yell. That's just this whiny sort of like, you guys just don't understand.
Yeah. I honestly thought when Natsume fell off of the building in the beginning, and like it switched over to like the rain and everything transitioning to the rip in the space time continuum, right? I thought that she actually died at that moment, and like you wouldn't find out until like at the end of the movie. I thought that was gonna happen, but I guess it didn't.
Well, you mean that she was like a hallucination the entire time?
Yep, or like she had crossed over, and then the other people just crossed over with her, and like she couldn't go back, right?
Yeah, I think that would have been interesting. I think though that those kinds of gotcha, you know, moments,
yeah,
can be cheap.
Really?
Yeah. Think of like probably the most popular example of that is Lost.
Never seen Lost.
There have I, but spoiler alert, at the end you find out that everything
didn't matter.
Didn't matter. Everyone was dead. You were in purgatory.
Yeah.
A lot of people hate that.
Yeah, all the stuff that happened in the series was like, oh, it didn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different. Like she's a ghost, and so you just don't realize until no one realizes until the end. I don't know. It might have been. It could have been cheap.
Bro, I couldn't eat that much ramen. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, I used to eat that much ramen all the time.
How much sodium is in that?
So most of the sodium is in the broth, I think.
Is it? Or the packet, the little packet?
Or the powder, not the broth. But yeah, the packet that is in the broth, yeah. I usually don't eat the packets of...
You don't like any flavoring?
No, I have flavoring. I just add my own stuff.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Alright, so this I used to... For a quick and dirty meal, I would... I'd make ramen, completely drain all the... I wouldn't put any flavoring in it. Just basically cook the noodles.
Mm-hmm.
I would take hot sauce, put that on there, and then stir it up a little bit, and then I'd eat that.
Just hot noodles?
Hot sauce, yeah.
I don't know how
tastes really good, dude.
I don't know.
Tastes really good. Like, it's... But that was, I used to eat that all the time. Because I hated cooking.
Yeah, I hate cooking too.
And so I would always try to think of like, what can fill me up quick, doesn't cost a lot of money, and takes virtually no effort. And I mean, ramen, I think pretty any much top 10 quick, easy, dirty meals, ramen's going to be on there. So,
yeah.
Now I have a considerable size kitchen, and
you plan on cooking?
Actually, enjoy it more. I think that might be why I didn't enjoy cooking for so long, because it was always like a tiny, like little kitchenette set type thing, you know, where it's very little space, you know, very little space, and so having to like move around and not having enough counter space to do everything you need to do. I do, so I'm like, this actually doesn't feel as stressful and annoying and. Yeah, now I have to ask Tori at night, like, hey, do you want to come cook with me, when it was the other way around at our last place.
Yeah, that's good though, right? What was your thoughts like when everything, when the apartment building and all the kids like got transferred into that sea of just water, like endless water?
I had no idea that was
going to happen.
No. I didn't see that coming. Even with the title being Drifting Home, like, you know, you could be aimlessly wandering. I had no expectations from the title of what was going to happen. So when the huge just flooding of water and the building was just floating away, I was like, what is going on? Like, what the hell just happened? Did that girl just die?
Yeah.
I was... What I did expect, though, after that was I was expecting more of like a seafaring adventure. Like I was expecting like monsters to come out of.
Oh yeah, like Happy Go Lucky and stuff.
They're like almost like a Peter Pan type. You know, they're off in this Neverland, and they have like this adventure. Yeah. And then at the end, they decide, oh, I really do miss home, or I miss my family, or I miss, you know, whoever. And
oh, instead of like a lost at sea kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my initial thought, and then obviously it shifted. It didn't do that, but
yeah, it was surprising that they were like only had like a little bit amount of food, and like they actually went out and like tried to go to another building to get more food, and they were unsuccessful. And then Nopo like went to the other building and gave him a first aid kit that he found, but didn't tell him that it was him that gave him the first aid kit with all the food. It was just funny.
I will say they were awfully resourceful for 11-year-olds.
I know. Yeah, I would not be that
resourceful. The girl, Natsume, or not Natsuki, oh shit, what's her?
Natsume.
And she's like, yeah, I'm boiling the water, the rainwater, so we can use it for drinking. And I'm like, that's actually a really good idea, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't have thought of that at 11.
No. 11, I was thinking like, how do I get this Pokemon in this other game?
Yeah. But, so it was very surprising about that. Kosuke. Was awfully brave with his, like, yeah, I got, again, part of that resourcefulness is, yeah, I'm going to, like, I put together the idea for this zip line, and I'm just going to. Especially that little hero moment he had where he was ziplining, like, here we go, and he ziplined from the amusement park. I was really loving that bit, because that was kind of like...
But it took him, like two different tries to be, like, get the courage up, like, okay, here we go. Oh, wait. Here we go. Oh, no. Okay, just screw it.
Yeah. That was really cool to watch and an experience. I will say, I think... The amusement park and the building were like they passed by each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, first off, down on a raft and they get lost at sea, and then they come across the amusement park. Then,
I mean, the amusement park is the last one they come across.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, do you think that they were actually separated at sea, miles had passed, or do you think it was all like sort of a illusion that you couldn't see each other and the storm was appearing to do a lot more damage than it actually was? Because it just seemed odd to me that one moment they were next to each other, and the next moment they're not next to each other, and then the amusement park comes conveniently heading in the same direction as that building, right? The storm gets worse. It's separated because the amusement park line breaks. Then when the storm passes, they're just sitting next to each other still. Like, it's almost like they haven't moved at all. So I'm wondering if it was more the fear of losing that was creating the vision that they weren't next to each other versus them actually being separated.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe I put too much thought into that scene. But that just seemed...
That's a lot better observation than I had. I just thought, like, oh, hey, that's the way it is.
Yeah, there was this sort of designed sense of urgency that if they don't succeed, they are never going to see each other. And the visual aids that we had really described that, like, showed that, you know, these buildings are heading in opposite directions.
Yeah.
But you know, snap your fingers, storm's over, and everything's fine. Maybe Nopo, through his power of, like, you know, to, like, I want you guys to be happy. You know, maybe he pulled everything back together.
Maybe.
I just didn't know if you thought that was like a actual thing, and it was coincidence, or if it was actually
I mean, beginning I thought it was coincidence, but now that you say that, it goes right in line with the whole premise of the movie, right? Like, don't take your loved ones for granted, but learn to let them go when the time comes.
Yeah. And again, you know, artistic creativity, maybe that's what they were trying to, you know, did that to show that, you know, and it's less about sort of like in-game or in-universe logic, like what's the, you know, actually happening that, you know, justifies the result, and it's just more of like a creativity thing, but that really stuck out to me.
I think you're right on that, honestly. Every time, like, I go deep into, like, anime depth or, like, an anime review, I'm like, I feel like a high school English teacher that's reading too far into Catcher in the Rye, right?
Yeah, there's always the risk of that with anything creative, is because it's, you can interpret things.
But I think it's the beauty of, like, film or, like, animation or whatever, right? Or any kind of content.
Yeah, you can always interpret what you're viewing, and it can create, sometimes, it can create more interesting stories from the person viewing's imagination. Like, how many times have you ever watched something and then you just sort of imagine about it and you create a far more vibrant universe than the actual creator did, just because of your thinking about it and your imagining, well, what if they did this and what if they did that and what does all this mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Just like with SAO. And the ending. Which
went farther than the...
Than
the 60th floor.
when we first talked about that, I remember I said, well, this is what I thought was going to happen. And you were like, well, that would have been a better ending.
It would have been. Anything would have been a better ending.
But the fact that, you know, I was engaged enough to be able to, like, imagine that storyline out, I think that's really cool, because the story... enough there for me to go, well, what about this, create like a whole unique or different ending by, you know, me enjoying watching the show up until that point, up until the 60th floor. I think that's really cool, and it has its own, you know, it's almost its own reward for a creator, I would imagine, is if you can inspire or create this sort of desire to expand upon their own initial work.
Yeah. Another question I had was, the movie dealt a lot with the idea of family and, like, the idea of that family is not only a biological connection, but, you know, emotional and, you know, caring connection. Any thoughts on that? Or, like, do you think
I think that's very true.
I do too.
I think it's definitely, it's easy, or not easy, but it's when you're young like that, when you're, you know, 11, in that age that they are, you know, you it's hard to imagine anyone else could be your family than what you've just been, because that's all you've ever been. You've only ever been presented, this is the option. You're told this is your family, right? And this is what you're given. You don't really have a choice. You don't have the option to try out other families or, you know, or anything like that. And because you're at that age, life is really dependent on your parents. You can't, in a lot of, at least in the Midwest, right? You can't, it's hard to just, you know, leave, right, and just go wherever you want, because I have a horrible public transit. Your life is pretty much controlled. That, you know, they take you where you go, you know, they control where you go, control where you stay, all that stuff. So it's hard to see any other options out there. But I think definitely family isn't what you're born with.
Yeah, totally agree with that, man. That's the catalyst for what, like, the events that happened, you know, as they're a little bit younger, like, I would say, like, 8 or 9, probably would say, but maybe 10, because I don't think it happened that long ago. But where Natsume is, like, you know, feeling sad and everything, and they got him a gift, right, for his birthday, and he's like, "Why are you crying? It's not, it's not your grandfather, right?" And then
that's a shitty thing, though. That, yeah, yeah, I mean,
that's a very shitty thing. But if, like, remember, he's 10, right?
Yeah,
he doesn't understand.
Yeah, especially, like, you know, yeah, it may not be your grand, like your grandfather, but maybe you had, you know, he was, you know, your friend. That's like me saying, like, it's like if I was friends with your sister,
yeah,
your sister passed away, and I was, you know, I was upset about it, and you're like, mm-hmm. Why are you crying? She wasn't your sister. I mean, I can't mourn a friend's loss, you know, or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that was a good way to transition to that. And then obviously, like, it goes even deeper that she feels responsible, you know, that they get to spend their last moments together.
And that's the other thing too, is like, it, when you, I kind of was upset, well, her mom, because she was making herself feel guilty. No, maybe she voiced it or not. Maybe she did. I get the feeling that maybe she didn't talk about it at all, and she just kind of kept it inside. But you should never let a kid feel at fault for something that like that. Yeah. She's, you know, she's the reason.
You abandoned your kid.
Huh?
You also shouldn't abandon your kid.
Yeah. Do you think the mom, because she's living with the mom, right? So the dad abandoned her.
Well, she wasn't living with the mom, remember? Something happened. Doesn't explain it, but the dad left.
Oh, right? Yeah. You're right.
And then she had to spend all the time with Kosuke and his grandfather.
I wonder what happened behind that.
I don't know. What? Probably had to go find herself.
Well, who knows? Like, we don't know what exactly. For all we know, could not even had a choice. Depending on how toxic or bad the
like, she went to rehab.
Maybe. You know, it could be any number of reasons of why that she had to leave. It might not have been like, hey, I don't want to be a mother anymore. I need to go find myself. Yeah. And then you just abandoned. Like, it could be, that could be it. It could be that she lost, you know, temporary custody, you know. Who knows?
Who knows?
But I felt really bad for her when she's like, it's all my fault. And like,
yeah.
My fault. Well, your kid.
Go ahead. What are you saying?
I say you're a kid. You don't have the ability to make it for it to be your fault. Like, you know.
Yeah.
At least in this scenario, like, you had no control over it.
No, I don't. I was going to say, closer to the end, when one of the other, the smaller child was hanging from that building, and, like, she went up to, one of the other girls went up to go save him, and she saves him, but then she starts to fall down, and, like, Natsume does, like, a Tarzan-esque move to, like, save
that
her.
Was so cool. Like,
it was cool, but, like, she smashes her head, and then, like, I'm like, oh, wow, yeah. She's not gonna make it, right?
Yeah, well, not, yeah, so there's that, the her smashing her head, but also, like, she fell into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Those creepy sort of black, yeah, whatever, they, pebbles, you know, mist. Yeah. Sort of dissolves your body and everything like that. Yeah,
that was weird.
I wish we kind of, that was more explained too of what that is, but.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
Hmm.
I don't know what it is.
I don't have it. I don't have a clue. Like, maybe it's the.
I think it's representing, like, death and, like, just destroying everything. So, like, because the essence or the spirit of the building goes off to that path, right? I would say their heaven. But then the building itself, the actual physical being, will stay there in the ocean, which will eventually break down and dissolve, and then the black mist or the black goo will just, you know, envelop them. And then I think it's like their spirit, like their soul, is moving on, but their body stays there and like gets taken up like from the earth. You know, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
That's what I think.
I like that. I don't have anything better to explain that, but yeah, that was super creepy, but. Yeah, and then, again, that's even more into the reason why I hate Reyna. She's just looking.
She's looking for what?
She was hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay. Even more creepy, or not creepy. I'm sorry. Someone was just calling me, and Where was I at?
You hate Reyna.
Hate Reyna.
Oh, there's an echo, by the way. For me. Please bear with us while we sort through these technical difficulties. Mac Jones. Sucks, by the way. Oh, I don't hear my echo anymore. I'm not editing this out either.
Hello. You hear me now?
Yep. No echo either. It's good.
Okay. Cool. Because even then, like, Reyna was more looking to blame and fault somebody else. She should have been, like, concerned about her friend's well-being, right?
Yeah.
She just could not see past the fact that, like, my friend was about to die, fall into this water, right? Yeah. And who knows what would happen to her. Go, thank you for, at least, you know, Atsume saves her. Right, yeah. From falling into the water, in turn, falls in the water herself. Other than, like, look at it from that perspective, she's like, it's all your fault. Everything from us being here, her being hurt, and it didn't take much effort for her to even at one point go, oh, it's Nopo's fault, so we need to leave him behind. She's just angry throughout the whole thing.
No. She was. Wait, are you saying like she was? It's Nopo's fault. Let's leave him behind.
At one point, she did say that.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm just saying she was just. That didn't take any effort at all to convince her of that, because for up until that point, she'd been blaming Natsume for everything, and then
true.
The idea of Nopo being at fault. She goes, "It's his fault. Let's leave him behind. We don't care about him. Whatever." And she completely forgot about Natsume. So she was just. Angry and not offering any value. At least with Kosuke, he was angry, but he used his anger to, like, mission. I gotta find food. I gotta find, you know, land. Yeah. I gotta, you know, solve this problem. Right? And same thing with Natsume.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Same thing with Natsume. She was, you know, she got angry. It was, like, fueled with a purpose. Reyna was just angry to be angry and was just, you know, and between spouts of anger was just whining about, I'm going to die.
Which, yeah.
Again, that's still a valid emotion, being, cause you have no idea where the fuck you are. And you're like, I'm for all intents and purposes, you probably are going to die there. Right. And so that fear is legitimate. She was outside of, you know, that she was completely useless.
Yeah.
Even side character 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah,
I say that because I don't know their names.
I don't know their names either.
Even they were more useful
than Reyna.
Than Reyna.
But you remember Reyna's name. You don't remember the other three. So she was a good character.
Yeah. Anyway, you were gonna say something.
No. I was just saying that even Kosuke was telling Reyna at one point to shut up and stop talking. All you do is complain.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
I mean, and I think that that really, like, right there. I think when it, like, I would say, as I hate that character so much, I give massive props to the voice actor of that character and the design, like the script writing around that character. Because I think it's harder to be a to create a character that you legitimately hate. It's easy to write just a character who's kind of a bad person, right?
Yeah.
But for a person to take that role, make you legitimately, like, you see that and you hate it, right? Like, I think the only two examples I can think of is from, like, have you seen Workaholics before?
Like an episode, not much.
Okay. Do you know Adam, right?
Adam Devine, yeah. Yeah.
Adam Devine. His character? Okay. I can't watch that show because of that character. And it's because he's so good at playing that douchebag, right? Because I know people who are in real life like that, like, I give him massive props for playing that role as well as he did, because I legitimately hate him. He played the character so well that I can't distinguish him, and within the context of that show, I can't distinguish, oh, that's an actor playing that way. No, I actually believe that's who he is. And another example of that is Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I hate him.
He played that role so well that it's difficult, if not impossible, to distinguish the actor from the character.
Yeah.
And I think that's a sign of really good of tremendous talent, if you can get a role like that as hard, like, you legitimately, like, hate that person, the person that they're portraying. And so I give massive props to the actor who played Reyna, because I legitimately hate your character so much.
That's fair.
Can
you do me a favor real quick? Let me see the back of your hoodie. I can't remember how I designed it. Oh yeah, it looks good. I need to get one myself, man.
I need to do is set up the actual, I might do that this week.
What kind of logos are you going to use and stuff, though? You use the same logos that I have?
I think so, yeah.
I like the logo.
It's starting out. I mean, this is a great hoodie. I love this hoodie. And so we need to, like,
create it. For me.
But we need to actually create it. I love the idea of making, like, a merch clothing line, not because I want to sell merch, but because I want something to buy for myself.
Yeah, and I want to wear it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's just the coolest thing.
If you have time this week, that'd be super cool.
Because
I don't know how to do any of that.
I think I'll have time. I just gotta schedule it. But yeah, I'll get it done this week.
Sweet. And then I'll be the first customer because I want a hoodie.
Yeah.
So you have to design it and everything?
No, really. I mean, a lot of those sites, what they'll do is they have, like, because this right here, all this is just a template hoodie that anyone can buy, and then they just imprint whatever logos you want onto it, right?
Yeah.
So really, it's just a matter of, we already have the art. We just need to pick the object we want to imprint it on. Yeah.
Are you going to use the same, like, colorway for the AF like I did? Or are you going to do something different? I don't really care what you do.
Well, I'm going to use the assets you already have.
Oh, that's fair.
I'm not going to redesign the assets. I'm going to make the store put the assets on.
That's fair. I can't wait for a hoodie. It's going to be great.
We could do different color. But anyway, the point is that I think the hardest part's going to be, like, setting up the actual, like, tour itself. And then once you have that, you just pretty much go, you know, the work that was already on here, put it on there. And this can be the very first one we have on there. And then as over time, we can add, like, oh, you know, let's do a different color and, you know, a t-shirt and
stuff like that. For all 20 of you out there, we got you.
All 20 of them out there. I'm talking about for me. I'm going to start this is a shirt that I want to wear. Yeah.
Exactly. For me too. I'm the same way. Do you have to pick what brand for the hoodie?
Oh, different brand?
Yeah, because if you get to choose, I want this brand. It's a Bella Canvas. I like that brand a lot.
Oh, sure. Why not? I mean, if it lets me, yeah. I like this too.
Anyways, back to drifting home. Any other thing you want to talk about? I think I got all my things out.
I think it was real. At the end, they sort of talked about, was it real or was it a dream?
Oh, it's real, 100%. I mean, if everyone had the same dream and it only lasted, what, a couple hours in the real world, but it was like a week or like 2 weeks. Yeah, no, it was real.
Also, they had pictures from the camera. Yeah, they had pictures of Nopo.
Yeah. You can't tell me that was fake.
That's a weird dream, man. If, like, you're like, I'm seeing him everywhere.
Unless they just left him in the building.
That was all. That was the sort of the ending point of the movie. It was very good. Yeah, A+ tier.
100%.
I was really pleased.
Same.
I'm glad you suggested it too.
Yeah, me too. I liked it a
lot. So we had initially planned on doing the very first Shinkai film.
Initially, yeah.
We talked. Thought it would be super cool. Wait until his new film comes out. We can compare his very first film.
Yeah.
How much he's grown and changed and improved with his very latest film.
Yeah.
Just kind of point out the differences. And I think that'll be interesting to talk about. So
we'll probably do a part one and part two, right? Like, where, because it's going to be hard to put everything in an hour.
Oh, for sure. It's going to be two parts. Yeah, I think that'll be a good topic. We'll probably, for me, I'm probably going to watch both multiple times, just for the simple fact that I want to make sure I get as much detail on the first run, or versus like watch it and then watch it later. Go, oh, I didn't notice that the first time. You know, I'll probably watch them both a couple times.
Yeah,
notes.
All righty. So we'll be doing this next one, man. We have some people that want to put their movies out there and watch.
Okay, so do we want to do the One Piece movie? Do we want to do the Dragon or Demon Slayer movie? Do we want to do Cyber? Okay,
we'll probably want to do in order of request, right?
We also got Spy Family coming back up, so that's...
I know Spy Family's coming back, too. I know.
The backpack, or is it coming back?
No, it's already back. First episode was yesterday. Yeah, bud.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch it today.
I know.
But we can hold off on that.
So, I think with Spy Family, we should do, like, when this episode comes out... We get on for 15 minutes, talk about it. Because I don't think it's going to take longer than 15, 20 minutes. And then post that.
It's a 22-minute episode. So if we take...
if we take an hour to talk about it, no shot.
Yeah, we could start doing that. Like weekly 15-minute, quick...
How's your bandwidth?
On vacation, bro. Like my bandwidth this week.
But this is one episode, so...
how's my bandwidth? Ooh.
You got 15, 20 minutes to spare?
I can make 15, 20 minutes to spare.
You can even join
for the show. I'm already going to be watching the show.
Exactly.
Every week. So I can, like, especially if we pick, like on the weekend. Like, so if we just pick, okay, we're watching it today, and then immediately after we hop on a call. We talk about it.
Either that or, like, you tell me when you're going to watch it. If I'm home, I'll just pull my computer up real quick and record while we're watching together.
Oh, you want to do that? You want to watch it live? Record live?
I could do that if you want. It'd be easier for you since you're already watching. You don't have to, like, spend another 22 minutes or whatever to talk about it.
How am I busier than you and you have a family? That's what I want to know.
Because my job requires no effort.
Yeah, that's fair.
So if we do One Piece, I have to get with Booty Warrior to see if when he can record. I'll get with him, and then see. Like, are you? You're on vacation, so like a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday's good.
This week, yeah.
Okay, I'll get with him and see when that is. Because the problem is, I go on vacation. I'm also on vacation next week, but I leave Thursday.
So, for Friday though, it would have to be during the day.
Okay.
Maybe night depends. So we do D&D on Fridays.
Okay.
Oh, if we end up not having D&D, then I'm cool with Friday night. But if otherwise, it'll have to be Saturday or Sunday.
All right.
During the day, Friday.
We'll plan for One Piece, and then I'll get with my buddy and make sure when he can record. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, I'm ready to go. Let's kick this podcast overdrive. I am.
Yeah. We're record like what 17 episodes, right? Ready to go since you're on vacation. Have a big backlog.
Absolutely. That's what I want to do. Just all day, every day. Let's just record, record, record.
Definitely. And that way we have them all in the bank to use when when we're good to go. But all right, we'll catch everyone next time when we watch and review the One Piece movie.
Do. All right. Bye.